Finally, this evening here at the Vatican, a press conference was held this morning to release the Pope's message for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees. Charles Collins has this report.
The image of the Holy Family fleeing Herod and finding refuge in Egypt was presented Tuesday morning as an example of the plight faced by migrant families in the world. The migrant family is the theme for the next World Day of Migrants and Refugees, which occurs next January 14th. On Tuesday, Pope Benedict's annual message was released at a press conference at the Vatican Press Office.
These are our sisters and brothers in different conditions of mobility, sometimes forced mobility, for whom the Church shows particular pastoral concern.
Archbishop Agostino Marchetto is the secretary of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants and Itinerant People. In the message, the Holy Father says that he wants to underline the commitment of the Church not only for the individual migrant, but also to his family, which the Pope calls a place and resource of the culture of life and a factor for the integration of values. Archbishop Marchetto explained to Vatican Radio some of the themes of the message.
To encourage the responsible institutions so that they will provide legislative, juridical, and social interventions to respond to the difficulties of the migrant family, especially with regard to protection for all migrants, integration into the host country, family reunion, spiritual and psychological assistance in the refugee camps, and sensitivity with regard to the students from other countries.
The Archbishop says one type of migrant is affected more than others.
The upheavals in the family roles due to the demands of the labor market caused the sad situation of women immigrants who see their children unjustly taken away from them because of their working hours or poor working conditions. And this involves the intervention of the institutions through the communities that take care of minors and family foster care.
The Holy Father concluded his message by saying that the World Day of Migrants and Refugees is a useful occasion to build awareness of the situation faced by migrant families the world over. I'm Charles Collins.